For God's sake, leave her alone, Deirdre.
We're tired. We're closing your door.
What about snakes?
There aren't any snakes on the beach. Just let her enjoy herself for once.
Edward!
You hear him, right?
Excuse me?
The scientist, the guy? I saw you on TV. I believed you.
Shall I tell Mr. Hammond is calling?
Ian Malcolm. I've been summoned.
So great to see you. It's so great. Look at you.
You came to see Grandpa?
Yeah. He called me. What? Do you know what it's about? I don't either. This joint's kind of creepy, isn't it? Is everything okay?
Well, not exactly.
Well. Dr. Malcolm. Here to share a few campfire stories with my uncle.
You can convince the Washington Post and the Skeptical Inquirer of whatever you want. But I was there, I know what happened, and so do you.
Do you actually believe that everyone who chose discretion did so?
See?
Nefarious motives?
Signature?
Even Lex and Tim?
Leave them out of it. It's not a game.
No, it isn't. You signed a non-disclosure agreement before you went to the island that expressly forbade you from discussing anything you saw. You violated that agreement.
Yeah, I did, and you lied. You twisted the facts surrounding the deaths of three people, and you stuffed misinformation down the public's throat, which made me look like a nut. Hasn't been so good for my livelihood.
You made a generous compensatory offer for your injuries.
That was a payoff and an insult. And when you spin reality, when you cover up evidence, it hurts. It ruins more than just my reputation. It hurts.
As I recall. Your university revoked your tenure for your selling wild stories.
I didn't sell anything. I never took a cent, and I told the truth.
Your version of it?
There aren't any versions of the truth, and I'll tell you something. InGen can't keep spewing out.
InGen is my responsibility now, Doctor, and I will jealously defend its interests.
Your responsibility? What about Mr. Hammond?
It is our board of directors which I must look in the eye, not my uncle. Really, you must trust me. These problems of yours are about to be rendered moot. In a few weeks' time, they'll be long forgotten.
Not by me.
Careful. This suit costs more than your education.
You were right and I was wrong there. Did you ever expect to hear me say such a thing? Thank God for Site B.
Site B?
Isla Nublar was just a showroom, something for the tourists. Site B was the factory floor. That was on Ina Sauna, 80 miles from Nublar. We bred the animals there and nurtured them for a few months and then moved them into the park.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Now, after the accident in the park, Hurricane Carissa wiped out our facility on Site B. Call it an act of God. But we had to evacuate, of course, and the animals were released to mature on their own. Life will find a way, as you once so eloquently put it. And by now we have a complete ecological system on the island, with dozens of species living in their own social groups, without fences, without boundaries, without constraining technology. And for 4 years, I've tried to keep it safe from human interference.
Well, that's right. I mean, hopefully you've kept this island quarantined and contained, but I'm in shock about all this. I mean, that they're still alive. You bred them lysine deficient. Shouldn't they have kicked after 7 days without supplemental enzymes?
Yes, but by God, they're flourishing. That's one of a thousand questions I want the team to answer.
Team?
Yes.
I've organized an expedition to go in and, thank you, and document them. To make the most spectacular living fossil record the world's ever seen.
Go in and document. What do you mean, like with people?
Yes. The animals won't even know they're there. Very low impact. Strictly observation and documentation.
Our satellite infrareds show that the animals are fiercely territorial. The carnivores are isolated in the interior of the island so the team can stay on the outer rim. Don't worry, yes. I'm not making the same mistakes again.
No, you're making all new ones. John, wait. Okay, so there's another island with dinosaurs, no fences this time, and you want to send people in, very few people, on the ground, right? And who are these four lunatics that you're trying to con into this?
Well, it was difficult to convince them as to what they were going to see, and in the end I had to use my checkbook to get them there. But there's Nick Van Owen, who's a video documentarian, and Eddie Carr, who's a field equipment expert. We have our paleontologist, and I was hoping that perhaps you might be the fourth. No. We've been on the verge of Chapter 11 ever since that accident in the park, and there are those in the company who wanted to exploit Site B in order to bail us out. Well, they've been planning it for years, and I've been able to stop them up until now. But a few weeks ago, a British family on a yacht cruise stumbled across the island. And their wee girl was injured. Oh, she's fine. But the board has used the incident to take control of Indian from me. And now it's only a matter of time before this lost world is found and pillaged. Public opinion is the one thing that I can use to preserve it, but in order to rally that kind of support, I need a complete photo record of those animals alive and in their natural habitat.
So you went from capitalist to naturalist in just 4 years. That's something.
It's our last chance at redemption.
John? No. Of course. No, and I'm going to contact the other three members of your team, and I'm going to stop them from going. Who's the paleontologist, by the way?
You didn't say.
She came to me. I want you to know this.
Who did?
Leave it to you, Ian, to have associations, affiliations, even liaisons with the best people in so many fields.
You didn't contact Sarah.
Paleontological behavior study is a brand new field, and Sarah Harding is on that frontier.
No.
Her theories on parenting and nurturing amongst carnivores has framed the debate. Well, what are you doing?
Where's your phone?
It's too late. She's already there. The others are meeting her in 3 days.
You sent my girlfriend to this island alone?
Sent is hardly the word. She couldn't be restrained. She was already working in San Diego doing some research at the animal park. And it's only a couple of hours' flight from there. And she was adamant, absolutely adamant about, here you are, about making the initial folly by herself. I think she's Diane Fossey. Observation without interference, she said. And she went on and on. Well, you know how it is. After you were injured in the park, she sought you out. And then she went all the way down to that hospital in Costa Rica to ask somebody who she didn't even know whether the rumors were true.
If you want to leave your name on something, fine. But stop putting it on other people's headstones, John.
Oh, come on, she'll be fine. She spent years studying African predators, you know, sweeping downwind and all. She knows what she's doing. And believe me, the research team will...
It's not a research expedition anymore. It's a rescue operation, and it's leaving right now.
T. I can't shave 3 days off my deadline and expect everything to be ready. I'm not fully supplied. I haven't field tested any of this.
What's the point in giving her a satellite phone if it doesn't work? What is the matter with this?
It could be anything. Could be solar flare. Satellite could be out of sync. Maybe she even turned it off. I need half air on the tires here, guys.
Flying pressure. She doesn't know how to use it?
What are you kidding? She's faxed me refinements on 50% of the plants and this stuff. Don't do that. You got to baby it a little bit. You got to love it.
I'll love it when it works.
It'll work when you love it. Let me do it.
Come along, eh?
I don't like to feel very much, but in this case, I can't resist.
Thanks for the 2-minute warning, Eddie.
Nick Van Allen. This is Ian Malcolm. Nick's our field photographer.
How do you do?
Ian's our...
How do you do?
How do you do? Ian.
What's your background? Wildlife photography?
Yeah, wildlife, combat, you name it. When I was with Nightline, I was in Rwanda, Chechnya, all over Bosnia. Thanks. Do some volunteer work with Greenpeace once in a while.
Greenpeace? What drew you there?
Women. 80% female Greenpeace.
That's noble.
Yeah. Well, Noble was last year. This year I'm getting paid. Hammond's check cleared. Or I wouldn't be going on this wild goose chase.
Where you're going is the only place in the world where the geese chase you. You found it. What took you so long?
Sorry, I couldn't get a cab.
Oh, that's okay. Now, listen, I gotta tell you something. I gotta talk to you.
I don't even know this woman.
Well, what are you talking about? It's Karen. You've known her for 10 years.
She doesn't even have Sega. She's just a troglodyte.
Cruel, but good word use.
Why can't I stay with Sarah?
Because Sarah is out of town. Karen's fantastic, though. She said she'd take a horseback ride to the movies. You're going to have a fantastic time.
Stop saying fantastic. Where are you going anyway?
It's only for a few days, but I wouldn't be going if it wasn't really important.
I'm your daughter all the time, you know. You can't just abandon me whenever opportunity knocks.
Yeah, that hurts my feelings. Did your mom tell you to say that?
Dr. Malcolm, downstairs, please.
You know, sweetie, I know we've had some hard going, but I feel like in the last couple of years, we've really kind of started to work things out. Hasn't it been better?
Yeah, but I want you to crack on me a little bit, ground me or something, send me to my room. You never do any of that stuff.
Well, why would I? Because you turned out to be so beautiful and brilliant and powerful and funny and generous. The queen, the goddess, my inspiration.
Dr. Malcolm.
I could come with you. I could be a research assistant like I was in Austin.
It's nothing like Austin. But anyway, you got your own stuff. You got your gymnastics competition. You've been training for that for months.
Gymnastics? Mm-hmm. I scrubbed out, Dad. I got cut from the team. Thanks for knowing.
Sorry, honey. I know how much that meant to you.
You like to have kids, but you just don't want to be with them, do you?
Hey, I'm not the one who dumped you here and split for Paris, so don't take it out on me.
Dr. Malcolm, downstairs.
Honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, you want some good parental advice? Don't listen to me. Don't listen.
How are we doing here?
Specs say it can't deform at 12,000 PSI, so we just got to test it.
Okay, well, let's clear. Are we clear?
What is this?
It's a high hide. A high hide. You know, you go off and you hide. High. Goes up to where the trees are. And keeps the researchers out of harm's way.
Actually, they put him in a very convenient biting thing. What's the time? Do you have the time?
Do I have the time? Why?
We're leaving in 3 hours.
Well, 3 hours are over.
Lindstrat air rifle. Fires a subsonic Pfluger impact delivery dart.
Does it work any better than your satellite phone?
That's funny. I loaded it with the enhanced venom of Conus preparatus, Sassy cone shell. Most powerful neurotoxin in the world, acts within a 2,000th of a second, which is faster than the nerve conduction velocity. So the animal's down before it even feels the prick of the dart.
Is there an antidote?
What do you mean, like if you shot yourself in the foot? Don't do that. You'd be dead before you even realized you had an accident.
Tengo mi hijo conmigo. No va a ser nada que es peligroso para él.
Espera, espera. Un momento. The guy says that he wants to unload at the shore right here. He won't go any further up the river. He's heard too many stories about this island chain, and he wants to drop us off and go anchor somewhere offshore.
What kind of stories?
¿Qué tipo de cuentos?
Los de pescadores que se sacaron demasiado las islas y nunca volvieron.
Sí. He's heard stories of fishermen that came too close to the island and then never returned.
Tengo la radio, tengo el teléfono satélite.
He has the radio, he has the satellite phone.
Cuando necesitan, llámame. Podemos llegar en dos horas.
Right, when you need him, send the call and he'll be here in 2 hours.
No me quedaré en este lugar.
But he will not stay here.
No me quedaré en ningún lugar cerca de esas islas.
He won't stay anywhere near these islands.
Se llaman las cinco muertes.
They call the islands las cinco muertes.
Sí. What does that mean?
The five deaths. He says...
The location sensor into Dr. Harding's satellite phone, so we should be getting a reading.
Yeah, I'm so relieved.
My button is way on warning from last
almost
time.
Almost on top of her dot. You should be right.
Right on here.
Over the air.
How many Sarahs do you think are on this island?
Sarah! Sit!
What? Something big.
This is magnificent.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, ah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
Wow.
You got the jump on us here a little bit, didn't you, Sue?
Yeah.
Ian, I never thought in a million years Hammond would get you to come here.
Hey, Eddie.
Hi, Sarah.
Got a granola bar or something? I'm starving. There's animals just walked by. Did you see them? It's a family group. A pair bond and a sub-adult long after the juvenile was nest found. Every egg clutch I've seen that's got shells crushed and trampled, the hatchling's definitely staying in the birth environment for an extended period of time. That's conclusive. I can put that controversy to rest if I can just get a shot of the nest.
You haven't been attacked?
Oh, no. That's my lucky pack. That's how it always looks.
Okay, Sarah.
Is that Nikon?
Yeah, Nikon.
Can I borrow that? I'll be right back, baby. I promise.
Sarah, when Hammond called you, why didn't you say something to me?
Because I knew you would have stopped me from coming.
I would have tied you to the bed.
I figured out how the animals survive without lysine.
I don't care.
If you look at the diets of the herbivore species that are thriving, they eat mostly agma beans, soy, anything lysine rich. And the carnivores, well, they eat the herbivores.
Wait. Just stay there. Be quiet. I'll be right back.
Sarah, no, no! No.
Stay there.
Look at that. Once she sees something, she's got to...
I think they'll leave it.
Wow. These images are incredible, legendary. Wow. Guys shoot their whole life, they never get stuff half this good.
Wow.
I mean, you can give me the Pulitzer right now, today, please.
Wow.
Competition's over, close the entries. I'd like to thank everybody who lost.
I don't like that. Dinosaurs can pick up scents from miles away. We could observe and document, not interact.
Which, by the way, is a scientific impossibility. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle, whatever you study, also changed. Yeah. So,
well, you know, I'll risk it. I'm sick of scratching around in rock and bone and making assumptions and deductions about the nurturing habits of animals that have been dead for 65 million years. I'm sick of it, man. You show up and fill my head with stories for 4 years, so of course I'm going to come down here. What do you
think? Stories of mutilation and death. Weren't you paying attention?
Oh, please. Don't treat me like I'm a grad student. I've worked around predators since I was 20 years old. Lions, jackals, hyenas, you.
There's a fire!
I'm trying to change 100 years of entrenched dogma. Dinosaurs were characterized very early on as vicious lizards. There's a great deal of resistance to the idea of them as nurturing parents. Robert Burke said that the T-Rex was a rogue who would abandon its young at the earliest opportunity. I know I can prove otherwise.
Fire! Dr. Malcolm, fire! Red camp!
No, water makes smoke billow. You start.
Who's starting the fire?
I just wanted to make dinner. Wanted ready when you guys got back. Yeah.
Do you see any family resemblance here?
You practically told me to come here.
I what?
You said to me, don't listen to me. I thought you were like trying to tell me something.
Kelly, you knew exactly what I was talking about. You have no idea.
Lock her up for curiosity? Where do you think she gets it?
Thank you, Sarah.
Hey, don't start the teaming up thing about this. Out of the conversation. Please. Really, Eddie?
You really came out that way in the trailer?
Why in the hell
yeah,
doesn't this thing ever work?
You know, it's not a landline.
You're not in a phone booth. You gotta wait for a decent signal. Violence and technology? Not good bedfellows.
The kind of documentation Hammond wants, with you and your equipment in the field, as close to the animals as is safely possible.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And while you're at one, you smear yourself with a little sheep's blood. Eddie, is there any reason to think that the radio in the trailer might work? Don't tease me. I don't want to get my hopes
up. If you feel just that qualified at all, you might try flicking the switch to on.
Okay, listen. I'm taking my daughter out of here. Anybody who wants to come with me, this is your last chance to get out.
So listen, when you're out in the field, nothing we can do can leave any room for people to say that our findings are contaminated.
I'd be happy to deliver a letter to your wife or your loved one, give a chance to say you're dead. Okay?
We leave no
sense
of any kind,
any personal effects
of
any kind,
no hair tonic, no cologne.
I'll be in there.
All our plastic bags, our presence needs to be 100% antiseptic. If we so much as bend a blade of grass.
Dad, are you mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm furious. What is this? This looks like your room.
Who's going to clean it up?
Right now. What is this? Eddie! There's 100 switches.
Ian, don't be mad. I was going to call you in a day or two to let you know where I was. I always do, don't I? Come on. I'm the best kind of girlfriend there is. One who travels a lot. You like that, right? You love me.
Well, I've gotten used to being apart, but that doesn't mean that that's how I want to live. You know, Kelly, this is tall talk. Just for a minute.
It's like a height restriction and an amusement park.
If you wanted to rescue me from something, why didn't you bail me out of that fundraiser at the museum 3 weeks ago like you said you would?
There's a slightly different situation.
Or why not rescue me from that dinner with your parents that you never showed up for? Why not rescue me when I really need it? Actually, be there when you say you will. You know, I have made a career out of waiting for you.
You know, Sarah has a pretty good...
It's so important to the future that you not finish that sentence. Please, it's privacy. Outside.
Ian, come on. Okay. I love that you rode in here on a white horse. I really do. It's very touching. Very dramatic. I just need you to show up in a cab every once in a while, too.
Kelly, what are you doing? No, what are you... Hey, don't go out there. It's not safe. Stay in here. Come back. Shut the door.
Okay. I know what I'm doing. You guys should definitely go. But I'm going to stay. I love you. I just don't need you right now.
I'll tell you what you need, a good antipsychotic.
I'll be back in 5 or 6 days.
No, you'll be back in 5 or 6 pieces.
What bothers you is that I'm not afraid of this place, and you are.
Of course I am. That's the whole thing. You know, all I want is for you to...
Hey, what's that sound?
There we go. I'm going to get you out of here on one of these right now. Hello? Over here!
I don't get that. It says engine on the side of that chopper! I don't get that. Why would Hammond say 2 teams?
Cut the umbilical, Dad! Doesn't he trust us? We haven't even started!
That's first priority after we're finished. I want it up and running in 30 minutes. That's half an hour. Understood? Over.
Cancel that order.
What? Why?
This is a game trail, Mr. Rudlow. Carnivores hunt on game trails. Do you want to set up base camp or a buffet?
Let's find a new spot, shall we? Over and out.
Peter, if you want me to run your little camping trip, there are 2 conditions. Firstly, I'm in charge, and when I'm not around, Dieter is. All you need to do is sign the checks, tell us we're doing a good job, and open your case of scotch when we have a good day. Second condition, my fee. You can keep it. All I want in exchange for my services is the right to hunt one of the tyrannosaurs. A male. A buck, only. How and why are my business. Now, if you don't like either of those 2 conditions, you're on your own. So go ahead. Set up base camp right here, or in a swamp, or in the middle of a wreck's nest, for all I care. But I've been on too many safaris with rich dentists to listen to any more suicidal ideas. Okay.
Okay.
stay ready. He's bringing them out to you. It'll be Pacu. Oh, hell. Fat head to the bald spot. Fry it up.
Cephalosaurus. Carnivore? Huh? No. Herbivore, late Cretaceous. You see that distinctive dome skull? 9 inches of solid bone. Now, careful. See, the Packy's neck attaches at the bottom of its skull instead of the back of its head is with reptiles. So when it lowers its head, its neck lines up directly with its backbone, which is perfect for absorbing impact.
Snag up Fryatops on the loose, just about to cross your path. Recognize this trackway?
Yes, I do. Tyrannosaur.
Roland! Hey! Where do you think you're going?
To collect my fee, Mr. Ludlow. To collect my fee.
Zognathus triassicus, found by Frost in Bavaria in 1913.
Is it dangerous?
I wouldn't think so. Compey's been presumably scavengers like jackals.
Gives me the creep. It's like it's not scared.
There haven't been any visitors to this island. There's no reason for it to fear man.
Now it does.
Won't leave him alone for too long.
Like a blind here, wait for the buck to return.
No. The nest is upwind, then so are we. When he comes back, he's going to know we're here without us even having a chance. The trick is to get him to come where we want him.
Actually, want to build another park here after what you said happened on the other island?
They're not building anything. They're taking these animals out of here. Back to the mainland.
I think I should tell you guys. Hammond told me these people might show up. I thought we'd be finished by the time they got started, but in case they weren't, he did send a backup plan.
What backup plan?
Me?
Simply put, InGen is seeking limited partners to defray some of our expansion costs. The prospectus you've been given by the board explicitly details our projected hardware and construction expenses, and as you can see by my two friends here with me tonight, the software is already fully developed. One might say they've been up and running. In a moment, I'll take you on a stroll through the camp, and you'll see some of the larger and more impressive specimens. Don't bring people halfway around the world to visit a zoo. You bring the zoo to them. San Diego is the perfect set. People already associate our beautiful city with animal attractions. San Diego Zoo, SeaWorld, San Diego Chargers. Hammond knew this before he ever dreamt of an island. He began construction on an amphitheater very near to where you're sitting right now at the InGen waterfront complex. But he abandoned it in favor of something far grander and ultimately Impossible. And so the facility sits unused, unfinished, when it could be completed and ready to receive visitors in less than a month.
The last time I leave you in charge. Alone on this island.
It's not set to the frequency.
Look here.
Enrique, me and Malcolm, are you on the boat?
Enrique?
No, is this the boat?
Listas.
We're on Isla Sorna and we need to talk to the boat, Mar del Plata, ma'am.
I'll get him. I got him.
Hurry up, Nick.
Let's go. Go, come on. Watch his tail. Get the door open.
Boy, is she mad at you?
Sorry for that guy, Enrique.
Ian? No, that's just pretty telling. Honey, stay back.
Honey.
Don't stand up, okay?
Watch his head.
Okay,
I got him. Got him?
Yeah.
Hello, Ian Malcolm. Much important.
Take a look at this.
Please.
Okay, here are the minutes, Marcy. There it is. There's the fracture right above the epiphysis.
How bad is it?
Well, if we don't set it, the baby's going to die. The fibula won't heal straight. He won't be able to pivot on his ankle bone. He won't be able to run or even walk. A predator will pick him off before he's a couple weeks old.
No. Carlos, come in. God damn it, you bastard. Listen.
Other animals are going to hear this.
Come in, please. Can you hear me?
Dad, I gotta get out of here, please. I wanna get out of here. I wanna go
someplace.
No, I wanna go someplace else. Please go. I don't wanna be here. Please, I wanna be somewhere safe. Come on.
Is it safe here, honey?
No, I want to be somewhere high.
What is it? What? What's going on? Information, please. What?
You're much happier not knowing.
Come on,
get us up.
There we go.
Stupid. I should
have
come along.
You set it?
Yeah, I just need something temporary. Something that'll break apart and fall off if it grows.
Whenever you're ready, we're going to be fighting here, Dr. Quinn.
There we go. Eddie, what's the frequency for the boats, by the way?
15 trip eights. It's there from the top.
Okay. We're high. And this is the safest place you can be. I think. Remember what Sarah said before? These plants make it so the animals won't even know you're here.
You're just trying to make me feel better. I remember all those stories you told.
Oh, no. This is nothing like that. We're in a completely different situation right now. Eddie, is there any way we can communicate with the trailers?
He's moving again. Give him more morphine.
We have no idea what his metabolism is. We'll kill him with too much. We'll put him into respiratory arrest. Nick, I need your hand here. Right here. Put some pressure there.
No answer. What a surprise.
How do I get down?
Tie this belt around you.
What are you doing, Dad? Why are you staying here? Come on, stay here, Dad. Please. Dad,
squeeze
where are you
this
going?
Rope hard. The harder
Hello?
You squeeze, the slower
Hello?
You go. If you don't squeeze at all.
I got the idea.
Dad, please stay here. Please, Dad, stay here.
Honey, the queen, the goddess.
Your inspiration?
Now you're talking. Now you're talking. I'm coming right back. I give you my word.
But you never keep your word.
Personally, I would have squeezed just a little bit harder.
Okay, I'm almost finished. Damn it, I need another adhesive, something pliable that I can... Rip. Your gum.
Would it kill you to pick it up? Let me get this thing out of here.
No, we just have to...
Mommy's very angry.
They came for their infant.
Let's not disappoint them.
let me get his head. Okay. Careful. Be careful. I got him.
Muzzle off.
They're calling back to the jungle.
I know, I see. This girl, how's Kelly?
She's fine. She's right here.
Hello?
Kelly, how are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, listen. Stay right where you are. Don't move. I'm going to be right back up. Understand? Don't move.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, I beg people to listen to me. I use plain, simple English. I don't have any accent that I'm with.
Oh, shut up.
So that should make an interesting chapter in your book, huh?
I think that the debate over the parental instincts of a T-Rex is now academic.
Hang on, this is going to be bad.
Pushing us over the cliff.
Come on.
Out of here.
Straight into the woods.
Straight into the woods.
Come on. This is where they hit us here. Hang on to something.
Ian! Sarah! Nick!
Who's hurt? What do you need?
We need rope.
Rope? What, anything else?
Yeah. Three double cheeseburgers with everything.
No onions on mine.
I don't know. We'll turn it over.
Thank you.
communication equipment's been destroyed. Well, if your radio and satellite phone were in those trailers that went over the cliff...
They were.
Then we're stuck here, ladies and gentlemen, and stuck together, thanks to you people.
And we came here to watch. You came to strip mine the place. Back off.
At least we came prepared.
And since you prepared,
destroyed all our equipment.
About 5 years of work and 100 miles of electrified fence couldn't prepare the other island. Did you think that, what, a couple dozen Marlboro men would make a difference here?
It's a looter mentality. All you care about is what you can take. You have no rights.
An extinct animal that's brought back to life has no rights. It exists because we made it. We patented it. We own it.
Are you looking for a problem?
I found you, didn't I?
Come on!
I know you. You're that Earth First bastard, aren't you?
Earth First, what's that?
Provisional saboteur.
Firemen!
Criminals!
Knock it off! Listen to me. By moving the baby Rex into our camp, we may have changed the adults' perceived territory.
The what?
That's why they persisted in destroying the trailers. And I feel they have to defend this entire area.
We have to move right now.
Move where? Our boat, their airlift, they're both waiting for an order. We have no way to send.
All right, all right. There's a communications center here at the near the old operations building. Hammond ran everything on geothermal power. It was never meant to need replenishing. If we can get here, we can send a radio call to the other.
The frequency written down somewhere?
Right here in this book.
We'll mind those.
All right, how far is the village?
A day's walk, maybe more. That's not the problem.
What is? What is the problem?
Velociraptors. Our infrared show that their nesting sites are concentrated in the island interior, which is why we plan to keep to the upper rim.
Wait a minute. What's that? Velociraptor. Carnivore. Pack hunter. About 2 meters tall, long snout, binocular vision, strong dexterous forearms, and killing claws on both feet.
And the Rexes may continue to track us, too, if they perceive a threat to themselves or to their infants.
No, you're wrong there, Dr. Harding. We'll lose them once we leave their territory.
No, don't bet on it. Tyrannosaurus got the largest proportional olfactory cavity of any creature in the fossil record, with the exception of one.
Right, a turkey vulture. Could scent up to 10 miles.
Right. This is all very thrilling, but I say we should push on to the village.
We could head back down to the lagoon.
And do what? Sit out in the open? Next to a heavily used water source and hope that your captain decides to come back to you?
He won't do that. He knows better.
Then we head for the village. We might find some shelter, and we can call for help. Rex just fed, so he won't stalk us for food.
Just fed? I assume you're talking about Eddie? You might show a little respect. The man saved our lives by giving his...
Then his troubles are over. My point is, the predators don't hunt when they're not hungry.
No, only humans do.
Oh, you're breaking our hearts. Saddle up! Let's get this movable feast underway.
You have a shred of common sense. What the hell are you doing here?
Someone on this island is the greatest predator that ever lived. Second greatest predator must take him down.
You ready to do that?
If he doesn't surrender yet.
Let me see it for a second.
No.
The animal exists on the planet for the first time in tens of millions of years. And the only way you can express yourself is to kill it.
Remember that chap about 20 years ago? I forget his name. Climbed Everest without any oxygen, came down nearly dead. And they asked him, they said, why did you go up there to die? He said, I didn't. I went up there to live.
Say, I haven't had a chance to wish you luck on your new business venture. You're off to a promising start.
My team is intact, Doctor. I'm sorry for the loss of your man. You know, it's very easy to criticize someone who generates an idea, someone who assumes all the risks, someone who...
Don't even try to sound like Hammond. It just comes off like a hustle. I mean, it's not your fault. They say talent skips a generation, so, hey, I'm sure your kids are going to be sharp as tacks.
Hammond's reach is seeking to drop. Find us not.
Taking dinosaurs off this island is the worst idea in a long, sad history of bad ideas, and I'm going to be there when you learn that.
Oh.
break. 5 minutes.
You injured?
Huh? Oh, no, it's from your baby. I said it's broken leg. It's not drying in the humidity.
Roland, a word?
Uh-huh.
I'd love to know where we are.
Yeah. Making friends with Ahab, huh?
Carter, I'm going to the ladies' room. So you wait for me here. Yeah, okay? To sneak up on people.
Hey, Carter! Where are you? Hey, Carter! Break over. Moving on.
Carry me.
Yep, I got it. Carter.
When did you last see him?
10-15 minutes.
Come with me. And you. If he's alive, we'll find him. The rest of you keep right on. 10 minutes, you should reach the ridge. Wait for us there. Miss Harding. No one sells a little girl.
Right. Let's carry on.
Everybody, up.
Come on. Up, up, up.
All right, guys. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yep. Right.
Just the parts they didn't like. Map. The operations building is right down in there. About a mile and a half from the base of these cliffs.
How do you know that?
I've seen it. Now the climb down won't be easy. We'll let them sleep. One more hour. And then we hit it.
Thank you.
It's okay.
It's coming back! Not into the long grass!
RJ's back.
Center is in the operations building. So I'll get in there and I'll send the radio call, all right? I'll see you there.
Wait for us.
Every second counts. Anyone thinks I can keep up, welcome to try.
Okay, here it comes.
No. Ian, rest.
CQ, this is Engine Operations Harvest Leader to Harvest Base. Repeating, I'm calling for Engine Operations Harvest Leader seeking Engine Harvest Base.
Go ahead, Harvest Leader.
Yeah, the operation has suffered severe casualties, and the survivors are now in mortal danger. I need you to send rescue immediately. Our coordinates here are 9 degrees, 58 minutes north, 85 degrees.
Up here!
school cut you from the team?
Get out of here! Get out of here! No!
One souvenir they won't be taking with them.
Find the infant tyrannosaur. Ronan can show you where the nest is. I want it on my jet. Take it directly to the infirmary at the complex in San Diego. And hurry it up. I'd love to be airborne before the female knows we're here. Roland! You probably saved InGen. We lost everything we came after on this trip, but this animal and its infant are going to single-handedly bail us out.
Congratulations.
You've got your trophy! Puck only! But it's alive! And everyone on the planet's going to line up to appreciate it and everything you've done for us. What's the matter?
He didn't make it. RJ.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ready? I am. You know, I remember the people that helped me, Roland. There's a job for you at the park in San Diego if you want it.
No, thank you. I believe I've spent enough time in the company of death.
Years ago, John Hammond had a dream.
Like John himself, the dream was grand. It was outside. It was bold. It was impractical. It was not to be. Well, half an hour from now, John Hammond's dream, reimagined, will come true. For 1/100th the cost of building a destination resort thousands of miles away.
Aya, is this the Ludlow Affair?
No, this is private property.
No, we're on the list, though.
You have to turn around, get back in your car,
and go back to Dr. Harding, I'm Dr. Mel.
We have Mrs. Ludlow's test results.
Yeah, there's good news and bad news.
Tonight, we'll christen Jurassic Park San Diego with a mega attraction that will drive turnstile numbers to rival any theme park in the world. I want to thank each one of you for being intrepid enough to turn up in the wee small hours of the morning.
Sheriff, it's here.
It's early?
It's... You better come on.
So exciting. You see that lost-looking couple of...
Sir, things? You need to look at this.
Let them see this up close.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lobov.
Let me check.
Down the area. I want a direct line to the Coast Guard right now.
Look. That's their transponder signal, Venture 5888. They're headed into port, but I can't raise them.
Try again.
Skipper SS Venture, this is NGEN Harbormaster. Do you copy? Over. Skipper SS Venture, you are approaching the breakwater at flank speed. Reduce at once. Over.
SS Venture, reduce your speed at once.
SS Venture, this is NGEN Harbormaster.
SS Venture, reduce your speed at once. You're approaching the docking area.
What's everybody looking at?
We should have stayed in the damn car.
Thank you.
two darts of concentrated carfentanil over 10 milligrams.
10 milligrams to put it into a coma.
It stopped breathing, so we gave it naltrexone to counteract the effects, but we didn't have much to give it.
You administered an antagonist without knowing the proper dosage. You put the animal in a narcoleptic state to think the locomotive now.
Look, we're prepared here for this.
Are there any more dinosaurs still on the boat?
No, we brought the infant back on the plane. Look, we had this to tranquilize it.
Hey! Do you have the infant?
It's safe.
Ian, the animal's dehydrated. The first thing it's going to do is go to a water source, and then it's going to look for the next thing its body needs. All the containment equipment is here. We've got to get it back to the dock. The boat might still be seaworthy.
Right. Am I thinking what you're about to say?
When we brought the baby to the trailer, it came. There's no reason to think it won't do the same thing here.
Yep.
Where's the infant?
It's in a secured facility. Why? Where's the facility?
Dinosaur in our backyard.
Benji, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What?
What? What?
The dinosaur in our backyard.
You tell me. No. Here, I will tell you exactly what it is. You have to serve him dinner. He won't be up all night.
It's the stupid fish tank.
It is not the fish tank.
He needs a proper night light.
I've been putting something over. Benjamin, please stop pushing me. It isn't. Just turn it off.
Sees that it's us once again with his baby. This is going to be like
you.
You know, there may be some angry recognition.
Who knows? Maybe just happy to see us.
Hey, what the hell you think you're doing?
Taking a kid. You really want to stop us? Shoot us.
How will we find the adult?
Follow the screams.
Ah!
there.
Oh, my God.
Never gonna know we have it if the thing won't make some kind of sound.
Come on, wake up. He knows.
Shoot the adults. I want the baby back alive.
Wait.
There's a really first-rate shot of the deck of this ship and the cargo hold that, for the moment anyway, contains the animal itself, presumably with the infant alongside. Now, by our calculations, they should be nearing the halfway point of this trip. Jim, can you still hear me there?
Yes, I can, Bernard. We are, in fact, halfway to the island. It is 206 nautical miles from our present location. The ship is moving at about 20 knots, which will put it in at about 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. One of the Navy's primary concerns through all of this has been safety, and if we take another look around the ever-growing escort around the ship, they are taking no chances of a repeat of the San Diego incident.
Okay, we're going to take a moment here and run the tape of our interview earlier today with John Hammond. He's the former head of engine bioengineering, the man who has come forward to spearhead this movement, not only to return these animals to their island, but to keep the island itself intact.
It is absolutely imperative that we work with the Costa Rican Department of Biological Preserves to establish a set of rules for the preservation and isolation of that island. These creatures require our absence to survive, not our help. And if we could only step aside and trust in nature, life will find a way.